It's the Accidental Entrepreneur Show.
I'm Matthew Clark.
And this is Ian Scott.
And it's the Accidental
Cheese Show. That threw you.
That threw me. Are we changing the name?
No, we are. We're at another market. Well, actually, I'm eating. What's this one called?
Manaloc. It's a farmhouse cheese, nice firm farmhouse cheese.
Who are we talking to?
I'm Ruth. I'm one of the directors of Cornish Guild Smallholders.
Ruth who?
Ruth Clark.
Tell us about the cheese.
Manaloc is a farmhouse cheese. It's produced on the farm from milk made from their own cows.
Smallholder or business person, which one are you?
Both.
And how did you end up smallholding and running a business?
Well, I run my own business, nothing to do with smallholders. I give computer training.
Oh my goodness.
This is diversity, isn't it?
We also have a rescue for dogs with behavioural problems, and we need somewhere to live. Found for small holding, 7 acres with a caravan.
This is called the Accidental Entrepreneur Show, and it's for people that have stumbled into starting a business. How did you stumble into it?
Small holders has been going for a long time. It's been going 20 years. Joy and Cliff Cheeseman started it, and I gave Joy computer training, and she introduced me to this.
Can you actually tie all these businesses together, or are they totally unrelated?
They probably are totally unrelated, but they all tie together because where one stops, overlaps. Some of my clients are smallholders are my friends, and cheesemakers.
Ian, can you just stop eating and pay attention?
What are the skills that link cheesemaking, computer, and dog rescue?
This sounds like a joke.
No, it's not. I mean, and we've also joined, who are you?
Lynn May.
And what do you do with this?
I'm a director of Seagoss as well.
I mean, it's green stuff, isn't it? Do you really enjoy what you're doing?
I do very much, but unfortunately I work for Cornwall Council as well.
Is it important for you to have the small holding?
Keeps me sane.
So it's actually, you're relaxing with it?
Absolutely. I get up in the morning, and before I go to work, I actually go and feed the animals.
Any big success stories? Have people gone on to get good business out of being and part of this?
From the local produce market, we've had lots of small firms which started with us, grew out. They were too big to go with the local produce market anymore. A recent one is a baker who's just moved out. He's got his own premises. Sue Proudfoot, keeping with the cheese theme. Mm. She makes cheese in the Bude area. She still comes to the local produce market, but she sells cheese everywhere.
Do you think you could do even more better if you got more support?
Dare I say, it's the dreaded money word. Everything is done by volunteers. If we had more funding, we could do an awful lot more.
And would more people be employed and more businesses develop as a result? You're nodding your head quite vigorously.
Definitely.
In the background.
Definitely. With more money, a little bit of funding, we could expand our shop, which would employ more people, would give more small businesses a start, introduce them on the retail road, and get them going up into the bigger.
So how small business friendly do you think local authorities are?
That was going to be my question. I was trying to indicate to you that I wanted to ask that question. No, you've asked it now. Go on, answer.
Oh, that's a very difficult one, especially since this guy on the website. They want to be friendly, but I think the funding isn't there, the expertise isn't there.
They just don't understand small business.
No. Once you've got big enough, you've opened a shop, then they begin to understand. But for the very small person, the best they've got is Made in Cornwall scheme, which is wonderful, but it doesn't help with the training, the finance. It does help with the marketing.
There's a lot of talk just now about helping and identifying and picking winners. Do you think you can actually pick a winner in a business?
I'm sure if I could, I would have done it.
A venture like this covered market, is very important for you, and it's very important for people starting out.
It's very important for the small businesses starting out, and they stay with it even as big businesses. An example is the Cornish Blue Cheese. They are still members of the Made in Cornwall scheme, even though they're an international award winner.
So we really have a success story coming out of this.
Yep.
Cornish Blue, which is a lovely cheese.
I know you've eaten enough of it.
Thank you. How many people have they got working for them now? Do you know?
I don't know.
We need to. Do you know, Matthew, I think we need to go now and find the Cornish Blue Cheese people and do an interview with them.
Only because you want to eat more.
And your point is?
So do I, actually, but I was hoping to blame you for it.
Thank you very much, folks. And this has been the Accidental Entrepreneur
Show with
Ian Scott and Matthew Clark.